Sheesh. Very difficult one for me. Say. Okay. Namah Om Namashi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Nabalava Giribharadha Gopi Nabalava Yashoda Nandana Praja Janava Yashoda Nandana Praja Janava Yamuniki Vanacha Yamunati Vanacha Jaya Radha Yeah, I'll read the sloka a couple times in Sanskrit. This is 11th canto, chapter 6, verse 43. Naham tavangri kamalam shanardam apikeshava taktum samut sahinata swadama naya mamapi. Naham tavangri kamalam shanardam apikeshava taktum samutsehenata sadama maya mamapi. So the words, na.
This is the 翻译. Na, bu.
Am not.
Bu.
Aham, I.
Aham, 我.
Wa. Tava.
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 Your.
您的.
您的. Hungry kamalam.
Angry Kamalam.
Lotus feet.
莲花足.
Shana.
Shana.
Of a moment.
一瞬间.
Ardham.
Ardham.
For half.
一半.
Upi.
Upi.
Even.
甚至.
Keshava.
Keshava.
O killer of the demon Keshi.
Keshimotatuja.
Taktum.
Taktum.
Giving up.
Bangchi.
Samutsahe.
Samutsahe.
Am I able to tolerate?
能忍受.
Not.
Not.
Oh, master.
主人啊.
Swadama.
Swadama.
To your own abode.
到您自己的居所.
Naya.
Naya.
Please take.
请带走.
Mom.
Mom.
Me.
我.
Api.
Api.
Also.
也.
Oh Lord Keshava, my dear master. I cannot tolerate giving up your lotus feet even for a fraction of a moment. I urge you to take me with you to your own abode.
Even, 主，为什么？ 我亲爱的主人，我一刻都离不开您的莲花足。我恳求您带我一起返回您自身的居所。
Purport. Yautsu. Uddhava understood that Krishna was going to withdraw the Yadu dynasty, and thus he begged the Lord to take him along to the Lord's. He had no desire for effulgence. Instead, he wanted to go to the Lord's abode and continue associating with Krishna as his dearmost friend. Krishna is the personality of Godhead. He can do whatever he likes. But the devotee begs the Lord for the chance to serve him. Although the Lord himself manifests within this material world, his various abodes, such as Vrindavan, Dwarka, and Mathura, and although these are certainly non-different from their counterparts in the spiritual, the most advanced devotees, overwhelmed with the desire to personally serve the Lord, are very eager to go to the Lord's original spiritual planet, as stated by Lord Kapila in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The pure devotees have no desire for liberation. Because of their eagerness to render service, they urge the Lord to appear before them. The six Goswamis, due to their intense eagerness to serve Radha and Krishna, urgently searched after him, calling out their names in the forests of Vrindavan. Similarly, Uddhava is urging the Lord to take him to his own abode so that Uddhava's personal service to the Lord, lotus feet, will not be interrupted, even for one moment. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that immature conditioned souls think that Lord Krishna is an ordinary jiva soul, engaged in material activities, and was thus unable to protect his own dynasty from the curse of the Brahmana. Uddhava's statement corrects such unfortunate persons. It is Lord Krishna himself who awarded pious living entities birth in Brahminical families. And then Lord Krishna further awarded them the potency to curse his dynasty. And finally, the Lord personally kept the curse intact, although he was capable of neutralizing it. Therefore, in the beginning, middle, and end, directly and indirectly, in the past, present, and future, Lord Krishna is the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, and he is completely transcendental even to the slightest touch of material illusion or impotence.
Very nice. 他不欲求进入 Krishna 非人格的光探, 而是渴望去到主的灵性居所, 继续陪伴 Krishna, 做他最亲密的朋友。 Krishna 是人格守神, 可以喜欢怎样便怎样, 而奉献者祈求主赐予他服务于主的机会。 虽然主降临到他在物质世界中的各种居所, 例如文达文, Dwarka 和Mathura, 虽然这些居所的 的确跟灵性世界里的没有两样，但渴望亲身服务主的最精进的奉献者，却热切地盼望着能去到主原始的灵性形修。正如主卡皮拉在Srimad Bhagavatam第三篇所说，纯粹奉献者不渴求解脱，由于他热切渴望从事于服务，故而恳求主显现在他们面前。 六 Goswami 强烈的渴望能够服务Radha和Krishna， 所以急切地寻找他们，在Vrindavan森林呼喊他们的名字。同样， Uddhava 在恳求主把他带回到主的居所，这样 Uddhava 可以一刻都不间断地亲身服务主的莲花组。Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 曾经指出， 受条件限制的灵魂认为主 Krishna 是一个忙于物质活动的普通的jiva灵魂，没有能力保护他的王朝免于中 Brahmana 的诅咒。Uddhava 的话可以纠正这些不幸的人，正是助 Krishna 本人恩准虔诚的生物诞生在 Brahmana 家庭，接着助 Krishna 赐予他们诅咒他的王朝的能力。 最后，祝 Krishna 亲自实现诅咒，尽管他能够抵消这个诅咒。因此，无论在开始、中间或是结束，无论是直接或间接的，无论是在过去、现在还是未来，祝 Krishna 永远是绝对真谛，至尊人格守神，他最为超然，根本不被物质幻象或能量所触碰。 Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you. So I'm now in Okinawa, Japan.
现在 Maharaj 他是在日本。
very close to China.
离中国很近。
Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunam Tanvitam tam sajivam, sadvetam sabadutam parijana, sahita krishna chaitanya devam, shi shi radha krishna padan sahagana, lalita shi vishaka vitamstra, nama om vishnu padaya, krishna pristaya bhutale, shimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti, namaste saraswati deve, gaur avani pracharane, Nirvisesha Shunivari Paschacha Desatarani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Okay, so this is just before Krishna is going to leave the planet.
现在呢是在 Krishna 很快就要离开这个星球的时候。
So he's Buddha is with him.
Krishna 他正要去到他的临近居所，这个时候 Uddhava 跟他在一起。
And Uddhava knows what's going to happen.
Uddhava 也清楚的知道接下来会发生什么。
So Uddhava was his cousin of Krishna.
Uddhava, 他是 Krishna 的堂兄弟。
Also best friend.
他也是 Krishna 的最好的朋友。
Like Arjuna's friend, but in different. Arjuna was, but anyway, Uddhava was an advisor, a minister for Krishna and Dwarka.
就好像 Arjuna 跟 Krishna 之间的关系一样。乌德巴跟 Krishna 是很亲密的朋友，但是呢，乌德巴还是 Krishna 在杜瓦拉卡的一个军师。
乌德巴 looked just like Krishna。
乌德巴他长得就跟 Krishna 几乎一模一样。
And he would only wear clothes that were Krishna's remnants。
而且他只穿 Krishna 穿过的衣服。
So much so that when Krishna sent him to Vrindavan。You know, to try to make the gopis feel better. At first, they thought it was Krishna.
因此呢 ，Krishna 他就有一次派 Uddhava 去 Vrindavan， 让那些想念他的牧牛姑娘们心里好受一些。但那些牧牛姑娘看到 Uddhava 的时候，他们觉得以为是 Krishna 来了。
So then Uddhava is crying. He said, "You know, I can't tolerate if you go away, even for a small, not even a whole second."
所以乌德巴就在 Krishna 面前就讲你不要走我你走了我一刻都活不下去了。
So he's begging Krishna, I know you're going to go back to your real spiritual abode. Please take me with you. Don't leave me here.
他知道 Krishna 现在就要去到他灵性的星宿了他的灵性的家园了。所以他就说 Krishna 请你把我的东西带上吧不要把我一个人留在这里。
When Krishna had other ideas.
但是 Krishna 却有其他的想法。
The devotees beg for service. That's what the Mahamantra means. Please give me service.
因为奉献者他总是渴望着服务这也是 Mahamantra 的含义。
So although we have Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, and all these places in this material world, and they're in one sense non-different than the spiritual world, but there's also a difference.
在这个星球上，我们也有 Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka。从某种意义上说，他们跟灵性世界的 Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka 是没有区别的。但是呢，从另一个层面上讲，他们也是有区别的。
But the point is, the devotee wants to be with Krishna, wants to serve.
但这里的要点是，奉献者他渴望跟 Krishna 在一起，他们渴望服务。
But we can't say Krishna, you know, neophyte we can, but, you know, I want to serve in this way, I don't want to do this, I want to do that. That's called conditional service. I'll serve you if I can do what I want to do.
那么当我们的初级奉献者，他们就会想我喜欢做这个，我想要做那个，所以呢 Krishna, 我可以服务你，但是呢我就做我喜欢的。
So Krishna had other plans, and you know, I'll find out later, but he wanted Uddhava to stay after Uddhava to hear him teaching. His final teaching was to Uddhava, and then he wanted Uddhava to teach those things.
但是呢 Krishna 对 Uddhava 有不同的安排，他希望呢Uddhava 能够留在这个星球上，于是他给他讲教导了乌达瓦，最后他要教的内容之后，他希望乌达瓦能够去在这个星球上传扬他所教的内容。
So these feelings of love and separation, this is not just in the material. Maya bodies think that's just in the material world, and it's Maya. But in the material world, it's not real. But in the spiritual world, it's very intensely real love.
那么在这个物质世界，我们知道这种爱情感就是像玛雅，他们并不是真正的真实的爱。那么在灵性世界呢，却是很久的真正的爱。
So the Goswamis is mentioned here, and they wanted to see Krishna. They wanted to serve Krishna. They were looking everywhere.
在钥匙章中提到，那六姑苏阿敏他们非常渴望能够见到 Krishna, 能够跟 Krishna 在一起，所以他们总是在急切地寻找着 Krishna。
Right, hey Rod, hey Brother David, K. Chalalite, hey Nanda Suno Kuta, she go Vardana Kalpapa, Tatapale, Tire Chavam Sivate.Go Shanta Viti Sarvato Prajapure Kedair Mahavibolo. So that's describing the Goswamis. How they were looking for Krishna.
在这首祷文当中就描绘了六个 Swami 他们是如何的在急切的寻找 Krishna。
They were chanting all over Vrindavan.Radharani, Lalita, Krishna, where are you?
他们会唱呼喊着到文达的各个地方在喊 Oh, Radharani, Lalita, Krishna, 你们在哪里？
Are you just in Govardhan? Are you at Vamsibad? Where are you? Are you near the Jamuna?
你们在哥瓦丹山吗？在 Vamsibad? 还是在Yamuna河边吗？
This is how they were doing their Krishna consciousness.
这就是他们如何展示他们的 Krishna 知觉。
We went one year and during the Mayapur festival, all the devotees went to Hyderabad.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Everybody went to Hyderabad with Srila Prabhupada. In between, first we would go to Mayapur and then everybody go to Vrindavan all together then. But,And in between, we went to Hyderabad. All the devotees on the train.
一次就是当奉献者们他们第一次去到 Mathura, 然后去 Vrindavan 的这个路上过程当中呢，他们就去了海德巴德。海德巴德。
So, Prabhupada asked for questions or something.
在这里呢，圣帕帕的就问了大家一个问题。
So it's a big meeting, many, many people.
当时呢是一个很大的聚会，有很多很多人。
So one man stood up and he started talking about how his mother would see Krishna dancing outside the window of her room and playing his flute and everything.
有一个人他就说他的妈妈呢，他能看到他吹着笛子在那边跳舞。
So the devotee said they should stop him from talking like that.
于是分身神明就说啊，不要让这个人再讲下去了。
But Prabhupada said, no, 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 no problem. Let him talk.
但释迦牟尼却说不不不，就让他说吧。
And finally he stopped talking.
最后呢，那个人终于不讲了。
Then Prabhupada said, if you see Krishna, you will never again want to see anything else.
他一停下来，神爸爸则接着就说了：“如果你真的看到克里斯纳，那你就不会再想要看这个世界上任何其他东西。”
He said the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, they never said I've seen Krishna. They say I'm looking for Krishna.
六个 Goswami 他们从来不会说我看见了克里斯纳，他们只是会去寻找克里斯纳。
So.He gave a long talk like that. You know how he was looking for Krishna. That's what we're always, the gopis, when Krishna left the Rasa dance, they were just looking for Krishna. They go crazy.
他们会写很多的内容，就讲我们如何去寻找 Krishna。就好像木偶姑娘们当 Krishna 离开 Rasa 之舞的现场时候，他们到处都去寻找 Krishna。
So the cowherd boys, you know, when they were playing in the forest and, you know, they're looking at Krishna, but if Krishna just walked behind a tree, even, you know, as long as it takes, what they can't see Krishna, they just go crazy. They couldn't tolerate.
那些牧牛童们，当 Krishna 有时候会躲起来，躲在树背后，他们找不到 Krishna 的时候，他们就会像疯了一样，到处去寻找 Krishna.
And the gopis were criticizing Lord Brahma because they had eyelids and they're blinking, and when they're blinking, they can't see Krishna.
而牧牛姑娘们，她们甚至会去抱怨这个造物主，主 Brahma， 干嘛还要造一个眼皮？当眼皮眨眼的时候，他们就会在那个眨眼的瞬间看不见 Krishna。
So we know that somebody scientist.
Oh, sorry, Maharaj.
If you watch somebody's eyes, they're always blinking, but it's very fast. You don't even notice.
如果我们看某个人的眼睛，这眼睛呢，它其实是不停的会眨动的，但是这个眨眼的时间是很短的。
But the gopis couldn't tolerate even that much not seeing Krishna.
但是牧牛姑娘们甚至连眨眼的瞬间，她们都无法容忍看不见 Krishna。
So that's inconceivable, you know. But we should feel like that about chanting. Oh, I can't stand to be not chanting. I go crazy. I'm not doing some service for Krishna. I cannot tolerate. That would be perfection.
我们也应该达到这样子。如果我们有一刻不能唱诵 Krishna。或者是我们有一个不能做奉爱服务，我们就会觉得焦躁不安，觉得非常都简直要疯了，这就是完美的状态。
So the like the Mahabhagavat, Uttama Adhikari, they're always chanting.
比方说那些Mahabhagavata成就的奉献者，以及那些完美的达到完美境界的奉献者，他们总是在唱诵 Hare Krishna。
But they'll be saying, "I'm almost fallen. I never chant, you know, because it feels to them in between every syllable, it seems too much time."
那他们会说，哦，我太堕落了，我不能唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
So there's some philosophy.Pointed out here, Bhaktisiddhanta, it's interesting also.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswataku, he also 讲了讲他所讲的知识有些非常有意思。
So everything Krishna does is mysterious and it confuses the demons and atheists.
Krishna 他所做的这一切呢，对于恶魔跟无神论者而言都是很神秘的。
So he's unborn, but it seems like he took birth. It seems like he has mother and father.
他虽然是不经出生就存在的，但是呢，他却还有父母。
He grew up, you know, he acted like a baby, so the mature say, well, how can that be God? God can't do that.
他成长呢，就好像是一个普通的物质的常人一样，所以呢，物质主义者就会怀疑，这个人怎么可能是神，自尊的神呢？
All-knowing, all-pervasive, how can it be a baby?
啊，那个就是知道一切的，变成万有的人，怎么可能是个小孩呢？
And then when he disappearing, also he confused everyone.
然后当 Krishna 他要隐居的时候，他的隐居的方式也让人迷惑不解。
Part of what he has these brahmanas to curse the others.
首先是有一些婆罗门他们诅咒了亚都王朝。
Krishna creates the brahmins, and then the power they have comes from him, so they can't.
Krishna 他创造了婆罗门，并且给予了婆罗门这样的力量。
But people think like that, oh, that, you know, the Brahman has cursed the Yadus, and then that's why all the Yadus got fighting and killed each other. But that's just Krishna's show, so that people can think that Krishna is ordinary.
但是呢，常人他们就会以为是因为婆罗门的诅咒才会让这些亚都王朝的人自相残杀，但实际上这些只不过是 Krishna 的一场表演或者是一场秀而已，是让那些物质主义者感到认为 Krishna 只不过是一个普通人。
And they can think that Krishna's family members are ordinary and can be cursed by ordinary Brahmins, but.Not true.
他们认为 Krishna 的这些家族成员们也只不过是普通人，会被婆罗门诅咒而灭亡。所以这实际上都是 Krishna 的一个计划。
So even though Krishna rose up in the sky and everybody, all the demigods were glorifying him and he just went back to the spiritual world, he also left something like a body behind.So the materialists think, oh, see, he died.
尽管 Krishna 他隐居的时候，在这个星球上隐居的时候，他升到灵性的天空期间有半身，人们他们都在庆祝欢呼，但是他在这个世界上也留下了他的看似像物质的躯体。
Nobody can arrange anything to make up and teach many, many lessons.
Sorry, Maharaj, it's not clear.
Krishna, yeah, there was a big noise. Where I am is that American army planes fly over all the time. They make a lot of noise. So Krishna, he arranges for the devotees to get more faith and more love for him.And he arranges for the demons to get more against him, more critical.
Krishna, 他做出安排
All at the same time.
让奉献者们更依附他，更爱他。但同时呢，他也让那些恶魔们更远离他。
That's Krishna's genius. You know, he can do one thing, but he's actually doing many things by doing only one thing.
Krishna 他是一个天才，他在同一个时间他能够完成很多事情。
So therefore, devotees, they get more and more happy about realizing how wonderful Krishna is and how he loves his devotees.
所以呢，当奉献者们他们觉悟到 Krishna 是多么多么的爱他的奉献者，因而奉献者们会感到越来越大的快乐。
And how the devotees love him.
他们也会更深的爱 Krishna.
So that's what we want to meditate on these devotees and hear about them and so that we can develop the desire to be like that.
所以呢，我们应该多聆听这样的奉献者的事情，并且这样子我们就会更多的培养起希望能够像这些奉献者那样。
The sun to be like Buddha, I want to be like Krishna, I want to be like and serve Krishna in different ways. Different devotees get the idea. I'd like to serve Krishna the way the cow serves Krishna, the way the birds or whatever. I want to serve like Mother Yasoda. They want to serve Krishna in different ways.
很多不同的奉献者，他们希望有不同的方法来服务 Krishna。比如说，有的想希望能够像母牛一样服务 Krishna，有的像小鸟一样服务 Krishna，有的想像亚瑟的妈那样服务 Krishna。
So we have to hear about all these things.
我们要聆听所有有关这些这样的事情。
We want to hear about all these things. How the devotees love Krishna and how it just keeps increasing.
Oh, sorry, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Right?
I'm sorry, Maharaj, and not clear.
We want to hear more and more about Krishna and all the devotees. I should like to hear about the devotees.
我们希望越来越多的聆听有关。
We read Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们越来越多的聆听有关于 Krishna 以及他的奉献者的故事，这样子的话，我们就会有更强的愿望，能够希望成为像这些伟大的奉献者那样。那这也是为什么我们经常要阅读圣殿国家瓦坛。
We hear so many ways in it that devotees love Krishna and devotees serve Krishna.
我们听到很多奉献者们。 爱 Krishna， 想要服务 Krishna 的事情。
I mean, you know, like Lord Shiva, he is a great devotee, and he's praying to Krishna. I want to see this form that the devotees see. I want to see the real form of Krishna, the original.
我们知道主 Shiva 他是 Krishna 的伟大奉献者，他就会说：“哦，我的主啊，我希望能够看到奉献者们想要看的你的形象。”
Even though so many people worship Shiva and think he's supreme, he just wants to see Krishna.
尽管有那么多人把主释迦当成是至尊主，崇拜他，但是主释迦却想的却是要想要看到 Krishna.
And he's saying that if someone can just meet a pure devotee, even for a tiny minute, they can become purified. They can get so much benefit.
他说，一个人哪怕只是在片刻见到 Krishna， 那么他就能够得到净化。So
Krishna, he's the creator of the material energy, so he can come and go as he pleases. He's not controlled by it. No, we come in the material world, we're controlled by the modes of nature.
那么 Krishna 他是至尊主，他来到这个物质世界，他是控制者。 而我们来到这个世界呢，是被物质自然形态所控制的。Compared
to a spider,
就好像是一只蜘蛛。You
have spiders in China?
有，我们在中国也有蜘蛛。You
have them?
Yes.
They make webs.
蜘蛛会结网。So
the spider from his own body makes this web.
蜘蛛呢，从它自己的身体里吐出丝来。This
compared to Krishna making the material universes.
就结成网，就好像 Krishna 他从他内在来展示出这个物质存在。And
the spider can walk around all over that web as much as he wants. He doesn't stick.
蜘蛛的话，它在这个自己吐的网上，无论走来走去，去到哪里，它都是。
But any other insect, if they bump into that web, they stick and they can't get out. They fight and fight and they get more tangled.
但任何其他的小昆虫，如果飞到这个网上，就会被这个网粘粘住。它越是挣扎想摆脱这张网，却被粘得越牢。So
Krishna, he can come and go in the material world and do whatever he wants, but he never gets entangled in it.
Krishna 他能够来到这个物质宇宙， 你或者是去离开这个物质宇宙，随时随地他想怎样就怎样，他不会被纠缠其中。
But when we come, we get stuck, and we try to get out of it. We try to enjoy. We try to avoid suffering, and it just gets more and more entangling.
但是如果我们啊、到这个网上就被粘住了，我们来到物质世界就被这个物质世界给粘住了，啊、我们想要享受，或者是我们想要拒绝等等。
All right, so.Any questions today?
Yes. 好，那么啊、就讲到这里。但接下来，来看一下哪些问题。嗯哼，好，一个是的。哦，第一个问题是 Ranjit Pav 的问题，感谢 Maharaj， 感谢翻译。本师姐恳请 Krishna 带自己回灵性世界，我们是否可以这样恳求 Krishna 呢？我们可是主扯淡念的追随者，希望一世复一世的服务，没有渴望回灵性世界。帕帕帕德早期又鼓励分线者想着回灵性世界，一段时间后帕帕德又说不要总是想着回灵性世界，要努力服务。我们应该怎么想呢？还是灵修的不同阶段想法不一样呢？谢谢亲爱的 Maharaj。 Thank you Maharaj. And in this verse、Uddhava begged Krishna toBrought him to back to Godhead, back to spiritual world. So can we also back Krishna like this? We are the follower of Lord Chaitanya, and hope we can serve verse after verse, and without desire to go back to spiritual world. Sri Papa In the early days, Sri Prabhupada encouraged devotees devotees should eager to go back to the spiritual world. But after some while, Sri Prabhupada said that don't always desire to go back to the spiritual world. You should make efforts in service. So what should we desire?Is that mean in different spiritual stage and have different desires?
Well, like Lord Chaitanya, the point is whatever Krishna wants, but Uddhava here, Krishna's going to leave, see, and he doesn't want to be separate from Krishna, so he knows Krishna's going back to his original world, so please take me with you.
Mm.那么我们道主 Chaitanya 他表达了就是 Krishna 无论你想怎样就怎样。那么在这里呢， Uddhava 他表达了他知道 Krishna 现在要离开了，所以呢他就表达出他不想要跟 Krishna 分离的这样的一个情感。
So Lord Chaitanya
Hare Krishna.
Let me serve you. Lord Chaitanya said the famous prayer, Mama Janmani Janmani Shode Bhagavatar Bhakti Ahoy Tiki Toi, that birth after birth, I just want to serve.
So Chaitanya, 他讲就是我希望一世复一世的服务你。
But that doesn't mean he doesn't want to go back to Godhead. It just means he thinks I'm not qualified. But at least, you know,Let me serve you no matter what happens.
但是这样并不意味着他不想回到灵性世界，只是他觉得自己很没有资格，就让我这样子一世为复一世的为你服务吧。
Because it means going to the spiritual world means being only engaged in Krishna's service, so that's what we want.
回到灵性世界的意思就是只是完全心的投入对 Krishna 的服务，这就是因为这样的分线者所渴求的。
The way to go there is to serve Krishna here wherever we are. That becomes a spiritual world.
回到灵性实际的方法就是，无论我们处在什么地方、什么环境下，我们总是去服务至尊主，也是因为这种服务的状态，使得即便是在这个物质世界，也像是去到灵性世界。
So sometimes devotees would say, Prabhupada, I just want to take birth and distribute your books again and again.
有时候奉献者会跟圣帕帕的说，圣帕帕的，我希望能够再次出生，然后不断的去派书。
But he said, don't wish to take birth again. It's too dangerous. You should want to get out.
圣帕帕的，但圣帕帕就对他们说，不要再希望能够在这个物质世界上再次投生，因为太危险了。最好你们强烈的渴望能够回归灵性世界。
But the very pure devotees have these prayers because they're thinking, well, I'm too fallen, I could never go back to Godhead, but at least, even if I, like Bhaktivinoda said, even if I take birth as an insect, let me be in the house of a devotee where I can hear the voice of the Lord.
但是呢，非常进步的奉献者，他们会想，我自己太没有资格，太堕落了，我很，就是我没有资格去回到灵性世界。就好像 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 他就说的，那如果我要再次投生的话，那么也请我让我出生在 Vaishnava 的家庭，哪怕是成为一只蟑螂。
We want to be with Krishna, that's the, we want to serve Krishna.
就是希望能够跟 Krishna 在一起，希望能服务 Krishna.
So,In the spiritual world, of course, there's nothing else to do. That's all anybody does. So that's ideal. And if we really just want to serve Krishna 100%, then he'll take us.
所以在灵性世界的话，这种渴望服务 Krishna, 渴望跟 Krishna 在一起的心态，是所有的灵魂所具有的状态。所以如果一个人他真的是有这样的愿望，那么 Krishna 他就会把他带到灵性世界。
And Prabhupada,One time he was saying 100%, and the devotee said impossible, and the Prabhupada said, okay, 75%, then he said 50% pure, and then he said even 25% pure, we'll take you back to God.
意思是他就说一个人只有100%达到纯粹的时候才能够回到灵性世界，然后他就想就打折说75%，后来说50%，后来说25%纯粹了，也 Krishna 也会把你带回灵性世界。
Okay, does that help?
可以吗？这样子对你有帮助吗 ？Hare Krishna.
That's why, and the reason Krishna came, and exhibited all the effects.
Hare Krishna.
The Krishna showed, he came and exhibited all these pastimes and brought all his pure devotees so that we could think, wow, I want to go there.
所以这也是为什么 Krishna 他来到这个世界展示了他所有这些美妙的逍遥时光以及他的跟他纯粹奉献者之间的这个交往，然后会让人觉得哇这太美妙了，我也想要去那个地方。
Like in China on the plane or on the train they'll show movies of all the wonderful places in China you know that you can goAnd enjoy. Oh, I want to go there. I want to go to that mountain. I want to go to that lake. It looks really nice. So Krishna, that's why he showed us his spiritual abode.
就好像我们在中国，无论坐飞机也好，乘火车也好，经常会在上面有放电视，就介绍各地的美丽的这个自然风光，然后就会吸引人们，就想，哎呀，我想去那里啊，我想在那，我想到。到那里到这里，那 Krishna 也是一样，他给我们展示这个灵性世界的样貌跟生活，让吸引我们也想再回到去到灵性世界。
OK，
好吗？Hari Maharaj, next question. 下一个问题还是人人的跑步的问题。亲爱的 Maharaj， 您的门徒 Radhanatha 啊。您的门徒 Radha Ananda Dasi 问我一个问题，他读了 Tulasi 女神如何来到这个世界的文章后说道， Radharani 诅咒了 Tulasi 女神，他才来到这个物质世界， 他的问题是为什么拉达拉尼还会诅咒人呢？您能回答您的门徒这个问题吗？我也渴望知道您的甜美的答案。谢谢你 Hare Krishna。 Dear Maharaj, your disciple Radha Ananda Dasi asked me a question. She, after reading stories about Tulasi Devi and how she came to this material world. In this article, said that Radharani cursed Tulasi Devi. Then, so there's a question rose inside her that why Radharani cursed someone others. Can you answer the question of your disciple? And I also desire to get your sweet answer. Thank you.
Well, it's mentioned in that purport that Krishna arranges everything.
He wanted
Tulsi to come to the material world.
实际上这个答案呢就写在我们刚才所学的世界钥匙当中，因为 Krishna 有这样的愿望，因为他想要让图拉斯女神来到这个物质世界。
So I don't know that story exactly, but everything that happens, this is Krishna's Leela and it's all just arranged by Krishna.
不是特别了解这个故事，但是我们知道在这世界上发生的所有一切其实都是 Krishna 展示他的逍遥时光。
So like Narada Muni, it claimed like he cursed the sons of Kuvera, but it was actually a blessing.
就好像 Narada Muni 他看起来好像是诅咒了 Kuvera 的两个儿子，但实际上他是在给他们祝福。
It's not like an ordinary curse where the person wants to hurt somebody.
就看起来好像是有人讨厌另外一个人，然后就诅咒了，发出了诅咒。
One time, one angry Brahmani cursed Nimai.
有一次，有一位很正在气头上的婆罗门诅咒了 Nimai。
And he said, I curse you, you'll never have any material pleasure, you'll never succeed, you'll never get rich, you'll never...
他就说诅咒你不会得到任何的物质的快乐你不会得到所谓的成功，不会得到这些成就等物质的成就等等。
But Lord Chaitanya said, thank you for the blessing. That's right.
但是主持人他说感谢你给我这样的祝福。
Then another crazy guy, he gave a blessing to Lord Chaitanya. And he said, you will enjoy the material world like anything and everything will be really wonderful.
有一次，另外有一次有一个疯狂的人，他就陪他讲，我祝福你能够很好的享受这个物质世界，你所有一切都会顺顺利利，非常美好。
And then Lord Chaitanya said, oh no, why are you cursing me?
听到这个主持人他就说哦、oh, 不，你为干嘛要诅咒我？
Why don't you bless me with bhakti?
为什么你不祝福我有 bhakti 有份爱呢？
But he was thinking he doesn't understand that in order to get bhakti first you have to enjoy everything very much.
因为这个刚才那个人他不知道，他觉得一个人他要有 bhakti 的话，他就意味着他一个物质的享乐，他才会有 bhakti。
It happens everywhere, but especially in India, some young person wants to be a devotee, and the parents, oh no, you're too young. First, you have to do all these other things, and then when you get old and you can't do anything else, then you can be a devotee.
这种现象在印度非常常见。比如说，有一个年轻人，他天生就很有分爱，是个分献者。然后他们的父母就会说，哎呀别你先别去做分爱服务，你先好好享受这个世界，等你老了以后你再去成为分献者。
But Krishna says, Komaram Yovanam Jaya, you should start from very young childhood.
但是 Komaram Yovanam Jaya, 就是应该从很小很小的时候就开始培养 Bhakti。
I don't know how long you're going to live or how much more entangled you can get. So, however old you are, chant the holy name.
当我们在这个物质世界上待得越久，我们就会越深地卷入到物质生活当中。当年老的时候，就不能很专一念诵。
Okay.
Next question. 好，下一个问题是来自 Ananda Mahasi 的问题。Hare Krishna， 深深顶拜敬爱的 Guru Dev， 请问 Krishna 允许婆罗门具有诅咒的力量，但在灵性的角度，可以理解为这是主 Krishna 的超然逍遥，是作为导演的主 Krishna 娱乐的需要，更是灵性活动的超然展示吗？Obeisance to you, my respectful Guru Dev. And my question is, Krishna permits the Brahmanas have the give the Brahmanas have the power to curse. So from spiritual aspect, can we understand that this is Lord Krishna's transcendental leela, and as the director, Lord Krishna just satisfied his own desires of have fun, and also a kind of manifestation of spiritual activity, transcendental spiritual activity. Is that right?
This particular event is Krishna's Leela. Yeah.
Sorry, Maharaj.
This particular pastime is obviously Krishna's Leela.
那么这里所提到的这段活动呢，是毫无疑问是 Krishna 他的特别的逍遥时光。
But not every Brahmana cursing somebody is Krishna's Leela.
但并不是说每一个婆罗门他诅咒其他人的时候都是 Krishna 逍遥时光。
Usually it's Maya's Leela.
一般情况下都是由于 Maya 的影响才会发生这样的事情。
Some Brahmins somebody will pay them and they'll curse somebody to die or get sick or something. But that's not Krishna's Leela. They're misusing their power. Then they'll suffer.
有时候婆罗门他们就会非常恶毒的诅咒别人啊，你要死，你得病等等，那么这种是非常不好的情况，这样子啊，这样婆罗门他得忍他会他自己得承受这个结果。
Okay, so I want to stop because now it's late for me. I had a flight on the night and so I need to go.
Thank you, Maharaj. 你妈妈她刚到日本哈，刚坐完很长时间飞机，现在在已经又很晚了。
Very good translation.
Thank you. 好。
I think sounds good. And
Thank you,
好。So Yao Guiyu Juhi Wei Feng Shuang Jue。Somehow on my computer it's so small I can hardly see it, so it makes it even harder. Please pray I have to take many verses to learn the different languages that I'm trying to preach.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj 他非常谦卑，他说请大家为他祈祷，他可能要很多心事才能够把各种语言都学好。
But it proves I'm not Krishna because Krishna can speak all languages and understand all languages.
这说明他不是 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 他懂各种各样语言。
But we're very fortunate that the Maha Mantra we don't need a translation. We just chant. Anybody benefit.
但非常幸运的是，我们唱诵他的 Krishna Maha Mantra 不需要翻译，而且我们唱诵这个 Mantra， 所有人都能够得益。
We don't need a translation to understand the benefit of eating prasada.
而且我们荣耀菩萨的益处，能够得想要得到荣耀菩萨的益处，也不需要翻译。Yes, 我先念念诵词。
是。Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
谢谢。
感谢你。
See you.
好。
Friday morning.
大家星期五早上再见。Hare Krishna.
Go on.
Go on. Abhishek Guru Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
If people send more questions, keep them to we'll try it. Okay. We can always have one special class just for questions.
Okay.
In the Chintashakti Dasi, when I was in Beijing, she got the 10 questions that get asked the most times, and then I gave answers for them.